And it's time once again for Backyard and Beyond. And with this morning's program, here's LaVon Eplin. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, health foods, health, I guess my basic statement to start with is the healthiest place to get food is in our local grocery stores. You don't necessarily have to go to a health food store. And I think that's really changed over the last number of years, that if you wanted anything even a little unusual, you probably had to go to a different store. Well, I was just looking at my computer and came up with the trendy foods that are supposed to be really healthy for you. Are they or are they not? Well, you may or may not have these on your list, but maybe if you don't, you'll want to try some of them, because most of them on this list are really good for you. And topping the list, this should be no surprise to anybody who pays any attention to food, is kale. In the last couple of years, it's just like, kale. Used to not even be able to get it in our local stores, and now, well, I haven't checked in the last month, but most of this year you can get kale, and much of the season you can get fresh kale, and a lot of it even locally grown. So it won't be too long before those producers who have high tunnels where the produce is protected will have kale, because it is one of those that grows in a cool season. Why would you want to eat kale? Well, it is very good for you. It lowers the risk of cancer. It's high in vitamin A, vitamin K, calcium, and there are not many non-dairy products that are high in calcium, high in vitamin C. I mean, it's full of nutrients. And what do you do with it? Well, there are different varieties of kale. Some are big, kind of heavy leaves. Some are very small, very light kinds of leaves. And they do have some different flavors, from very, very mild to a little stronger. And I guess most of us, when we look at a fresh green, think that, well, we have to put it in a salad. That's a good use. And I often mix it with other greens rather than just having it by itself. But people love to make soup with it, yes. And another one, anybody who does smoothies, lots of people add kale to the smoothie. You can do a 100% kale smoothie, but many people use kind of a fruit base, and then they just add some of the kale in with it. Now, just because green things like kale are good for you doesn't necessarily mean that all you eat is kale. There's still a whole lot of other green things out there that are good for you. When I say that, I'm thinking that, well, a lot of us grew up and still kind of look to that, you know, head lettuce that's we get in salads and so on as we go out. Well, when you really look at it, most of it's more white than green. So if you like that, you know, mix it with some other greens. It'll just be good. It still has good fiber in it. So kale, that's the top of the list. And of those trendy, popular health foods, yep, that's one that's really, really good for you. The next one on the list is chia seeds. Now, we got acquainted with those first, you know, when we planted them in those little pots that made them look like some animal or whatever, and they grow really fast. But now we're eating them, and they are just tiny little black seeds. They are sort of unusual because they're one of the few plant-based rather than animal-based foods that provide omega-3 fat, and that is heart-healthy fat. Well, again, as I go back in time, some people went on diets just tried to get rid of all the fat in their diets. Not a good thing, because our bodies do need some fat, but we need to be selective. And this is one of the sources of a really good fat for us. It also has a lot of fiber, and just one tablespoon of these little seeds provides a fourth of all the fiber needed by women. Men would be a little bit higher. Okay, the next one, probably you haven't heard quite so much about it. It's spelled A-C-A-I, the berries. They're dark purple. They look a little bit like blueberries. And how do you say that? You know, one of the things that happens is we look at foods that we are not familiar with. We also need to learn to say new words. And this is one of them, spelled A-C-A-I. How is it pronounced? Acai. Acai. So, you know, it's maybe not the way I would have started out saying it, but that's the way it is. And it is high in antioxidants, which, of course, makes it good for our hearts and cancer prevention. And something that's a little bit different about this is it helps to modulate spikes in blood sugar. And that's, I think, good for those folks who have diabetes or prediabetes. It would be a good way to help modulate those sugar spikes. Okay, the next one is another word that I needed to learn to pronounce, and it's spelt Q-U-I-N-O-A. And I'm thinking a lot of you have seen that because it's really being advertised out there, and it's a cereal, a grain, and it's pronounced quinoa. Q-U-I-N-O-A is pronounced quinoa. And once you kind of get used to it, it's kind of fun to say. As I said, it's a grain, very high protein, high in fiber, potassium, iron, and another plant source of omega-3 fat. Now, this quinoa can be used as a basic thing like rice or even pasta in some casserole dishes. It can be used as a morning cereal. It can be used in a lot of different ways with a lot of different flavors. So far, all the ones on this list are, yes, they are good for you. The next one has a few question marks with it, and it is something that I'm hearing a lot of people talk about. It's been around for a long time, almond milk. And people are often using it as a substitute for regular dairy milk, and in some ways that's fine. It's positive because it's lower in calories, but it's not nearly as high in protein. So we kind of have to look at that. And also, this is one that you need to check the label. The some of the others, there's not much to check on the label. It's what it is. But almond milk may have added sugar and some other additives. So, of course, if there's more sugar added, that's going to raise the calories. And for most of us, we're trying not to add sugar to our diets. It needs to be fortified if you're going to get calcium and vitamin D, which you would expect out of dairy milk. So just take a look at the label and see if you're really getting what you think you're getting when you use almond milk. And I know I've heard people say they really love it on their cereal because they like that flavor that's added. You can make your own, by the way. Guessing most of you won't do that, but of course you start with almonds if you want to make almond milk. Okay, next on the list, I've heard of for quite a long time in the, more in the cities where they have the juice bars. Not so much do I hear local people talking about it, but maybe it's just who I talk to. Wheatgrass, and it basically is really bright green grass and most often is used in making juices. It has vitamin A, C, calcium, magnesium, and it makes claims that will lower cancer risk. That still has a question mark behind it. So not much research or not much proof on that yet. Coconut oil. Coconut used to be kind of on a no-no list because it contains saturated fat. But turns out that it is a different kind of saturated fat. It's instead of a long chain. Now you got to be in chemistry, which my chemistry is long gone. It's a medium chain saturated fat. So it reacts differently in the body. It's high in antioxidants and it is heart healthy. So when you start looking at coconut products, again, maybe need to look at the label, but think about, something we used to say was a no-no. Hey, we found out that it is a good thing. And that leads me to say that nutrition is still one of the newest sciences, and what we know today may turn around and be proven not to be so true in the future. Coffee is on the good list, by the way. Not tons of it, but several cups of coffee a day is good for you. So until next time, here's still the good basic advice, and that is eat a variety of food in moderation.